Sun Group. Good morning, Keith. How you doing here on this chilly morning?
Pretty chilly out.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, this is kind of a wake-up call for folks, you know, if they've, you know, even got a property that they want to make sure, maybe just double-check, you know, if maybe they're not there, make sure that heat is on. And, you know, because that's the last thing we want is to deal with some frozen pipes and all that sort of thing this time of year.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I've been there and done that on many houses that I've lived in. We've even had, actually, when we first acquired our office, we had some issues, too, that we had to handle so we wouldn't get frozen pipes. It's never fun to come to the office or even be at the house and have something break, and then it's time to crawl underneath the house and get it fixed. So it's real important to make sure and get everything covered up and make sure the house is filled up real good. And I know sometimes people's got to use heat tape and that kind of thing on water lines, and that all stuff works great. So, yeah, it's definitely, if you haven't thought about it, it may be too late for this round, but it will remind you for sure.
I know. The stories are probably about at the point of selling out of, you know, the straw bales and hay bales and heat tape and insulation and all that stuff that we need this time of year. So you get if you find it, you just got to get it.
Absolutely. Yes. It's definitely that time of the year.
Yes. So what's going on in your guys' world here right now?
Well, we've got some things going on. I've got a house we just listed. It's new to the market, so I want to mention that. It's a nice little three-bedroom house in Howard, Kansas. It's priced right, too. I'm telling you, this thing has been completely remodeled all the way down to many of the studs. So the wire's been done, the plumbing, of course, new breaker bar. I mean, just everything's been done. It's basically a brand new house inside, flooring, cabinets, you name it. It's a new home, really, it is. So it's been totally redone. That one's a real neat house. And Howard is a nice little town. And so if you're looking for something similar to that in this direction, you know, look at that one. That one's worth paying attention to. So if you have any questions, you know, on any of these, let me know. Also, we've got a price reduction I want to talk about. It's on 80 acres that I have just north of Howard, Elk County property. We've reduced the price on that. You know, again, 80 acres there, that actually makes some pretty good deer hunting. This one's also good, too, for if you're running some cattle, you need a place to put some cows. It's great for that. Two sides of this, actually, the fence has just been recently done. I believe this last summer, I think it was. So basically, there's two sides of that's got brand new fencing on it. So, anyways, another pretty interesting property there too. So, I want to talk about an upcoming auction that we have. This is a 40-acre auction that we're going to be doing. This has got more pasture. It's more pasture ground. If this could be turned into probably several different uses for it, you could. It's going to be all fenced in, too, by the way. Right now it's not, but we will have it fenced in before closing. So it's going to make a great place to put a couple horses or a few cattle, whatever your desire is to it. It's also a great place to build. The view on this place kind of sits on a hill slope. So it's a really cool place that if someone's into building something out in the country, I'm telling you, this is really neat. It sets the property kind of sets looking back at the Flint Hills off in a distance. It's really unique. So for sure, if you're interested in that, and a little 40-acre piece, too. And, you know, a lot of people know that's looking for them small pieces. Those are real hard to come by. If you've been looking, check this one out. We're going to have this auction. This is going to be January the 25th, 2024, and it's going to be at 3 p.m. We're going to do this in Moline at the community building. So you're welcome to show up and check it out if you're interested in it, or if you just want to see kind of how those land auctions work. I've talked a lot about how those things work, but if you're curious and you want to show up and just kind of see how that works. Maybe you're thinking about doing an auction and but you're not really for sure the process or something. Or maybe you're just interested in it. You know, come by and check it out. We're going to be doing this like we do a lot of them. We're going to be a hybrid auction where we'll offer this online, but we'll also offer this live in person. So, again, check that one out as well. Another upcoming auction that we've gotten put together here, and quite a bit of information out and a lot on our website as well, we've got some real remarkable Ellsworth crop ground that's going to be coming up. So if you're looking to expand your farming operation, or maybe you're an investor that's seeking farmland, you really need to have a look at this farm. It's got some really great soils on it, and I think there's some really great opportunities for this property right here. And this is some Ellsworth, and I know that that's kind of a distance, but there's lots of people that still invest in land, even if it's not right here in their area. But anyways, for sure, check that out. Some really remarkable farm ground again on that one. So that one's going to be on February the 27th of this year. And we'll be talking more about that as we get closer to that auction date. But I do want to go ahead and mention that now. So, again, if you want to check out more of these listings that I'm talking about, you know, get on our website, ascendgrouprealestate.com. We've got those listings that I mentioned here today on the radio, but also we've got several other listings. So anything that you're looking for, we've probably got it on there, from our land, residential stuff, you know, rural properties with small acreages, all kinds of stuff, commercial stuff. So get on there, check it out, and navigate around there. Also, too, I want to direct anyone, if you're needing appraisal work done, we've got a really great team of appraisers in our office with years of experience and knowledge, and these guys are the top of the line, I'm telling you. So if you need that, too, you know, keep that in mind. We're kind of a one-stop shop. You know, we'll take care of you from auctions to all sorts of different types of real estate to appraisals. So, you know, just give us a ring if you have any questions regarding any of that. One of us would be happy to talk to you. So that's what's kind of going on in our world. We've been staying real busy. And another thing, too, I mentioned it the last couple times here on the radio. Looking forward, I know it's cold right now, and the last thing some people are thinking about is springtime and auctions, but before you know it, it'll be here. And we're looking at scheduling already some of those now. So if you got the hunch that you're thinking about maybe possibly doing an auction, maybe you just have some questions about it, you know, if it's a thought in your head, feel free to give me a call. Let's talk about it. And because right now is a good time to start planning for that stuff. And so also because the dates are real available too right now, those will start getting filled up as we get closer into springtime. So anyways, again, if you have any questions about that, you know, give us a call. If you're thinking about listing your property, you know, have some questions on that. As always, feel free to reach out to me. I'm your real estate guy. Give me a call. We'll talk about it. I'll help you out. You know, maybe it's something that you can do on your own. Maybe you just have some questions about it. I'm fine to talk to you either way. So just to let you know, I'm a resource to everyone. If you want to give me a call, I'll be happy to talk to you about it. So anyways, that's about all I got today, James. I'm going to be on the road today. We've got some property to look at, and also we're scattering out cell bills today. So we're going to hit the road and continue on with doing that for our Friday. But again, if anyone has any questions about any of this stuff, or you want to get on our website and check it out, sungrouprealestate.com, feel free to give me a call on my cell phone. It's 316-680-5131. Again, that's 316-680-5131.
All right, Keith. Well, I know you're a really great resource for our area, and we're lucky to have you here. So appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and I hope you have some safe travels here this afternoon, and we'll look forward to chatting again here next week.
Sounds great, James. Thanks, and keep warm.
All right. Yep, you too. Okay, that is Keith Beaumont here of Sun Group on the Mighty 690. We get to talk with Keith each and every Friday at this time. More open line coming up here on KGGF, including some Coach's Corners. Cherryvale Coach's Corner just minutes away.